Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 8, Prayers by Queen Kunti. Text 42. Oh, Hare Krishna. Merci beaucoup. Twai me nanya vishaya matir madhu pate sakrit ratim udvahatad adha gange vogham udanvati. Translation. O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Perfection of devotional service is attained when all attention is diverted towards the transcendental loving service of the Lord. To cut off the tie of all other affections does not mean complete negation of the finer elements, like affection for someone else. This is not possible. A living being, whoever he may be, must have this feeling of affection for others, because this is a symptom of life. The symptoms of life, such as desire, anger, hankerings, feelings of attraction, etc., cannot be annihilated. Only the objective has to be changed. Desire cannot be negated, but in devotional service, the desire is changed only for the service of the Lord, in place of desire for sense gratification. The so-called affection for family, society, country, etc., consists of different phases of sense gratification. When this desire is changed for the satisfaction of the Lord, it is called devotional service. In the Bhagavad Gita, we can see that Arjuna desired not to fight with his brothers and relations just to satisfy his own personal desires. But when he heard the message of the Lord, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, he changed his decision and served the Lord. And for his doing so, he became a famous devotee of the Lord. For it is declared in all the scriptures that Arjuna attained spiritual perfection by devotional service to the Lord in friendship. The fighting was there. The friendship was there. Arjuna was there. And Krishna was there. But Arjuna became a different person by devotional service. Therefore, the prayers of Kunti also indicate the same categorical changes in activities. Srimati Kunti wanted to serve the Lord without diversion, and that was her prayer. This unalloyed devotion is the ultimate goal of life. Our attention is usually diverted to the service of something which is non-godly or not in the program of the Lord. When the program is changed into the service of the Lord, that is to say, when the senses are purified in relation with the service of the Lord, it is called pure unalloyed devotional service. Srimati Kunti Devi wanted that perfection and prayed for it from the Lord. Her affection for the Pandavas and the Vrishnis is not out of the range of devotional service, Because the service of the Lord and the service of the devotees are identical. Sometimes service to the devotee is more valuable than service to the Lord. But here the affection of Kunti Devi for the Pandavas and Vrishnis was due to family relation. This tie of affection in terms of material relation is the relation of Maya, because the relations of the body or the mind are due to the influence of the external energy. Relations of the soul, established in relation with the Supreme Soul, are factual relations. When Kunti Devi wanted to cut off the family relation, she meant to cut off the relation of the skin. The skin relation is the cause of material bondage, but the relation of the soul is the cause of freedom. This relation of the soul to the soul can be established by the via medium of the relationship with the super soul. Seeing in the darkness is not seeing, but seeing by the light of the sun means to see the sun and everything else which was unseen in the darkness. That is the way of devotional service. Twai me nanya vishaya matir madhu pate sakrit ratim udvahatad adha gange volkam udambati. O Lord of Madhu, as the Ganges forever flows to the sea without hindrance, let my attraction be constantly drawn unto you without being diverted to anyone else. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shimati Bhakti Vedanta Swabhaniti Namane Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pracharne Niravishesha Shunyavadi Bhasti Chyadesh Tarne Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Queen Kunti is praying to Lord Krishna, as Lord Krishna is about to leave Hastinapur for Dwarka. There's a very amazing prayers, very important prayers. And in the previous verse, which we read yesterday, Queen Kunti made a very important point, but it's a point which many people, even many devotees, may feel is a bit harsh. Please cut my tie of affection for my family members, the Pandavas and the Vrishnis. Means her own sons, her own children. Cut my ties of affection for them. And the Vrishnis means the people, the family members, like her father and his immediate relatives. So we can just imagine that people may complain if they hear that. You're trying to break up families. But that's not exactly the point. And this is discussed in this verse and purport that we're reading today. That she wants to become attracted to Krishna. In fact, she wants that all of her attention become focused on Krishna. And she wants that anything which could possibly, maybe, divert her attention away from Krishna to something else, she wants that, well, at least she wants that it not happen, that her attention must never get attracted from Krishna to anyone else. Because she knows that the attraction to Krishna is just the most wonderful thing, and it's completely in a different category from attraction to anything else. It just cannot be compared to attraction to anything else, at least particularly when we talk about attraction on the material level. And that's why Srila Prabhupada is explaining here that it is not exactly that she wants to be disconnected from the Pandavas. It is not exactly that she wants to be disconnected from her father and other close relatives. That's not the case. But she just doesn't want to be materially attached to all these people on the basis, as Srila Prabhupada says here, relations of the soul established in relation with the Supreme Soul are factual relations. When Kunti Devi wanted to cut off the family relation, she meant to cut off the relation of the skin. That just because you are my parent, just because you are my child, and that sort of idea, that therefore you are special to me, therefore you're very dear to me, much more dear than others who I am not related to. And therefore I have special relationship with you. And therefore my mind is focused on you. And I remember you. And I do many things for you. Family member on the basis of just the physical relationship. This is going on the material level. And let us face it, even amongst the devotees, these types of things happen to one degree or another because we are conditioned within this material world. Yesterday we gave the example of how we have our family members in this lifetime, but we had our family members in the previous lifetime. And when we were in the previous lifetime, those family members from that lifetime were extremely important to us. Oh, so important. It's amazing. But now, in this lifetime, we don't even know who those people were. If one of them was to walk up to us today, it would be meaningless. Completely meaningless. This is bodily relationship. But within this lifetime, within that previous lifetime, when the connection is really there with that particular group, then, oh, they're so special, so important. It's just, people become consumed completely consumed by their family relations. But, and again, it's a rather drastic example. Don't mind too much. Okay. Fasten your seatbelts. But Lord Krishna killed Narakasura. Narakasura is the son of Bhumi and Varaha. When Lord Varaha picked the earth up from the Garbhodak ocean, having killed Hiranyaksha, Bhumi, who is a form of Lakshmi, is the eternal consort of Lord Varaha. And Varaha is Krishna. So, Bhumi and Varaha, their child, became Narakasura. Their child initially was a nice child, but he got bad association. He got the association of Banasura, and he became a demon. And then when Krishna appeared later, 5,000 years ago, Krishna killed Narakasura. When Krishna killed Narakasura, he took Satyabhama with him. And when he was just about to kill Narakasura, I think with his chakra, anyway, whatever it was, he's just about to do it, he turned to Satyabhama and said, "Is it all right if I kill him?" And she said, "Kill him." Because from Satyabhama comes Bhumi. Satyabhama is a form of Mahalakshmi. Bhumi is coming from her. So in that sense, Narakasura was the son of Satyabhama, somewhat indirectly, but still. So, just see, that's detachment, isn't it? Kill your own son. And the mother gives permission. Yes, kill my son. Of course, nowadays, there is abortion. That is much worse. Helpless little child. Completely helpless child. And the mother directly arranges for that. But still, the understanding is that that the Lord, if someone is his devotee but not a bodily relative, the Lord will be more kindly disposed to that devotee than he will be to a non-devotee who is his family member. Yeah. So for devotees, we should be, particularly in terms of just the bodily relationship, we should be careful not to become too preoccupied in the material aspects of our family relationships. Of course, as Srila Prabhupada says here, what does Prabhupada say? Yes. Her affection, Kunti's affection for the Pandavas and Vrishnis, is not out of the range of devotional service, because the service of the Lord and the service of the devotees are identical. Sometimes service to the devotee is more valuable than service to the Lord. In fact, Srila Jiva Goswami makes the point in Bhakti Sandarbha that service to the devotee is a more effective way of developing love for Krishna than trying to develop love for Krishna. To develop a relationship with a devotee or to serve a devotee is a more effective way of developing love for Krishna than trying to develop love for Krishna. Yes. So, therefore, as devotees, we all have our family members. We all have our family members in bodily terms. Our material parents and some husbands and wives and children, brothers and sisters and cousins and aunts and uncles. If they are devotees, if they really are devotees, then to be attached to them, concerned about them, in Krishna conscious ways, this is good. But if they're non-devotees, and particularly if they're antagonistic to Krishna consciousness, if they're against Krishna consciousness, then maybe better. If they're trying to stop you being Krishna conscious, which they do sometimes, then better you go your own way and offer respect from a distance. It happens sometimes anyway that family relations break down. Sometimes it happens. And the parents end up rejecting the child. The child rejects the parents, even very strongly sometimes. So it may come to that point. If the relatives, particularly if they're antagonistic to Krishna consciousness and opposed strongly against Krishna consciousness, then better to just keep apart, offer respect from a distance, and chant Hare Krishna, and be happy. And be very happy. And whenever you see them, oh, very nice, how are you? Okay, I see, goodbye. I'm very busy. And we should be very busy in Krishna's service. You know, I'm so busy. When I get a little time, I'll get back to you. But for the time being, au revoir. See you later. Yes. So, the example that Queen Kunti gives here is a very good example. She gives the example of the Ganges flowing down to the ocean. When the Ganges is like at Mayapur, when the Ganges is just flowing freely, then you can't stop it. You can't stop it. Anything that gets in the way gets swept away. I remember it was 1995, we were in Vrindavan, And there was, during the monsoon, we were in Vrindavan, and there was very heavy rain. And the Yamuna, there are a number of dams, several dams, between Delhi and Vrindavan. And they were all full. And they were going to collapse. They were going to collapse. So what they did, they opened up all six dams at one time. And the people woke up in the morning. No warning. Attention, s'il vous plaît. No warning. The people woke up in the morning and the water was coming up in their houses. Like they could see it coming up. And some of them, many of them, died. Many of them died. Hundreds of people died. Because their house is near the river. And the water comes along and it comes behind the house and around the house and through the house, and they can't swim. What do you say? Nage. Ne nage pas. And das wird amena. Firmelenge. Goodbye. See you later. So the Ganges, and that's the Yamuna. When the Ganges floods, nothing can stand in its way. So similarly, when our bhakti, which is there within the heart, when it really comes out and really fully is turned towards Krishna, then nothing can stand in its way. And then we will just become swept to the lotus feet of Krishna. But when some of our attention is diverted to other people, other things, other interests, other activities, then that smaller amount of our attention is now, it's trying to flow to Krishna. But then some other thing comes in the way and the flow of our attention will be stopped. If some of our attention has already been diverted to other subjects. This is a very important subject, very important point. So therefore, we must be careful not to allow our attention to become diverted. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Vya Visayatmaka Buddhya Ekeha Kulu Nandana Bahu Shaka Gunantascha Buddhayo Vavisainam. Those who are on this path are resolute in determination, and their aim is one. The intelligence of those who are irresolute is many branched. You know that verse? You don't know? 241. Ekeha, Eka. You have to make your attention one-pointed. And then it can cut through anything. Like the Ganges cuts through everything. But Bahu Shaka. Shaka means a branch on a tree. Many branches are there on a tree. So if your intelligence becomes many-branched, going this way, going that way, going some other way, left, right, front, back, up, down, around. If your attention is like that, then it will not be able to cut through Maya. Because that Maya is very thick, thick curtain of Maya. So we need to keep our attention, akeha, one-pointed. Then our attention is sharp, like a knife, and it can cut through without even you noticing it. So this is being discussed here. So it is all right to be interested in your children as devotees. It's okay. Don't get into too much anxiety. But we should know that we really have to try to help them become devotees as much as we can. That is what will really make the relationship, be it with your children, with your parents, brothers and sisters, husband or wife, friends, and whoever. That is what will really make the relationship of value, of substance. Otherwise, it's all a bit sort of like hallucination. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup.